Welcome to episode 1273 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What if the key to unlocking Jesus's true mission wasn't found in his miracles, but in his secrets? For those of you who've been with us throughout our series, entitled 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, you know we're obsessed with understanding the character, ministry, and purpose of the Nazarene. This week, we continue to pull back the curtain on Jesus' favorite technique for revealing profound truths while keeping them hidden from those unwilling to listen, the parables. Picture the scene. Jesus, traveling for 3.5 years between the divided regions of Judea and Samaria, uses commonplace stories about shepherds, farmers, and kings, about lost coins, and wheat growing with tares, and kneading yeast into bread, to communicate a spiritual reality that changed history. With each episode, we hope you gain insight into why he chose to speak in code, and what those codes tell us about who he really is.
A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down."
Jesus often told stories that nestled deeply into the hearts of listeners, simple on the surface, but deeply layered in meaning. This short parable in Luke 13 may seem like a mere agricultural tale, but it pulses with urgency, compassion, and the tension between justice and mercy. The parable of the barren fig tree is ultimately a story about opportunity, patience, accountability, and grace. To truly appreciate this parable, we need to understand its placement in Luke's gospel. Jesus had just issued a sharp warning to his listeners, saying,
"Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish."
He referenced two recent disasters, the massacre of Galileans by Pilate and the collapse of a tower in Siloam, challenging the notion that those who suffer tragedies are always worse sinners. Instead, he called everyone to repentance. Immediately after this call to repentance, Jesus tells the story of a fig tree that has been unfruitful for 3 years. It's no accident that this parable follows warnings about judgment. The fig tree is symbolic. Most scholars agree it likely represents Israel, and more broadly, the human heart when it remains barren of repentance and spiritual fruit. In ancient Israel, fig trees were often planted in vineyards. A fig tree takes about 3 years to mature and bear fruit, and here, even after 3 years of growth, there is still nothing. This reflects not just spiritual barrenness, but prolonged resistance to change. Let's break this down. In this parable, the owner represents God the Father, and his concern is understandable. He planted the tree, gave it time, allowed it to mature, and came back expecting fruit. But none was found. His response is sharp and seemingly final. "Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" This question strikes hard. Why should something unproductive and fruitless continue to take up space in the vineyard? The owner is not angry or impulsive. He is simply just. He has given time. He has been patient. But time has run out. This challenges modern notions of an endlessly permissive God. While God is patient and merciful, he also has expectations for fruitfulness. Grace is not a license for stagnation. Then comes the intercession. The vine dresser, the gardener, steps in. He asks for one more year. He offers to dig around the roots, to fertilize it, to labor for its renewal. This gardener represents Jesus himself, the one who intercedes, the one who advocates, the one who extends mercy, not to delay justice indefinitely, but to offer time for change. The gardener doesn't deny the problem. He just asks for more time and more effort. What do we need to understand from this? God has expectations of us. Spiritual fruit matters. Throughout Scripture, God's people are expected to bear fruit. In Matthew, Jesus challenges us,
"Bear fruit in keeping with repentance."
In the Gospel of John, he adds,
"By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit."
Fruit is evidence of spiritual life. Repentance, love, humility, obedience, justice, generosity. God's concern with fruitfulness is not legalism. It's the sign that transformation has occurred. A fig tree that produces no figs is ultimately failing its purpose. Note that God has been sufficiently patient. Grace has been extended. Yet, the gardener's intervention gives us a stunning picture of Jesus' ministry. He does not simply stand by as judgment looms. He says, "Let me work with it. Let me give it one more chance. Let me get my hands dirty." He digs. He fertilizes. He draws near. This is not a distant God. It's the incarnate Christ, intimately involved in our growth. Peter well describes this.
"The Lord is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance."
Grace, then, is not the absence of judgment. It's the pause before it. And in that pause is the invitation to change. Note that the clock is ticking. The gardener says, "If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not." There's a limit to delay. The parable ends with a fork in the road, either fruit or removal. This is sobering. The story doesn't guarantee a happy ending. It gives a window of opportunity, and with it, a call to urgency. Let's get deep. What does this parable reveal about Jesus? Jesus is an intercessor who advocates for our growth. Like the gardener, Jesus stands between divine justice and human frailty. He doesn't excuse our barrenness, but he offers himself as the one who will cultivate our hearts. Hanging on from a tree on Golgotha's hill, this was his prayer on behalf of those who had condemned him.
"Father, forgive them."
The writer of Hebrews says this of him.
"He always lives to make intercession for them."
This parable reveals the compassionate persistence of Christ. He is not content to let us wither. He fights for us. He pleads for time. He invests in our flourishing. Jesus reveals God's patience without denying God's holiness. The beauty of this parable is its balance. God is neither rash nor indulgent. The owner has waited. The gardener steps in. But even the gardener acknowledges, "If not, then cut it down." Jesus presents a God who is slow to anger, but who still expects transformation. This is a deep truth of the gospel. Grace doesn't cancel holiness. It creates room for it to take root. Jesus calls us to examine our roots, not just our leaves. The gardener commits to digging around the roots, not the surface, not just behavior, but deep beneath. Jesus does not merely want us to appear fruitful. He wants to address what's hidden, to nurture the roots of repentance, faith, and love. Fruitfulness is not manufactured. It is nourished.
"Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing."
This parable invites us to pause and ask, what fruit is my life bearing? Am I taking up space in God's vineyard without giving anything back? Have I been resisting the gardener's touch in my life? Am I presuming on God's patience without responding to his grace? If you're in a season where your life feels barren, don't despair. The gardener is still near. His hands are still in the soil. His grace still reaches. But don't wait. Now is the time. The most tragic thing would be to take the gardener's grace and do nothing with it. This season, this day, may be the one more year he asked for. Use it well. Tend your soul. Let him work. And bear fruit worthy of the one who planted you in his vineyard.
"To whom much is given, much will be required."
Father, we know you desire fruit from our lives, fruit that brings you glory and shows your goodness to the world. We confess that we have often been barren, distracted, hardened, or proud. But thank you for sending Jesus, the gardener of our souls. Dig around our hearts, Lord. Fertilize us with your word. Prune what needs to go. Grow in us repentance, joy, justice, and love. May we not waste the soil of your grace. We surrender to you. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.